This is Michael Johnson, and with me today is Amanda Van Hise, who is the Executive Director of Consumer Marketing for Organic. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Delighted to be here.
Now, for those that aren't familiar with Organic, as I remember it, it was one of the first web design sites, period. Is that correct?
Wonderful memory. Actually, we are. We are a digital communications agency, and we were the first digital communications agency founded in 1993. And in fact, organic.com is one of the first 50 registered URLs on the commercial internet. So we're very proud to be one of the original pioneers.
So what does that mean to come with that much history? You know, it's practically, you know, millennial as far as the web age goes. What did Organic start out to be, and what is it now?
You know, it's interesting. The initial vision for Organic is still intact today. We're interested in building consumer experiences online that are engaging and delightful. And we think very holistically about the internet, and we did from the very beginning. We think about websites, we think about online marketing campaigns, we think about all digital touch points from mobile to digital kiosks to basically anything that blinks. And we had from the start, even early on, we were the inventors of the banner ad, a little bit of a dubious distinction. But we continue to evolve in the Web 2.0 universe, and we love social networking, and we love viral campaigns, and we love all of the new emerging technologies and innovations that are really making our space very exciting.
How big is the company now?
You know, we're about 300 people. That's what most of the publications that estimate our size put us at. Although Omnicom does prevent us from saying the exact number. So, but 300 is about right.
So what kinds of things is Organic doing these days? I know that it's, I mean, you know, my thought of from where when I interviewed the founder, Jonathan Nelson, you know, 14 years ago, that, you know, you were designing things then for the first client, I think it was Volvo, way back when. And it seemed a bit incredulous then that somebody would actually go online to shop for a car. But now, obviously, that's different. What is Organic doing these days that really is... I don't know, something different. What is, you know, because there's a lot of companies out there now. It's nice to be one of the first, but, you know, it takes something to stay in the business this long. You know, 13 years, like I say, the age of the web is a millennium. So what is Organic up to now?
Organic is interactive agency of record for a lot of different companies across many verticals, including automotive, Daimler Chrysler, Bank of America, and Sprint. But since you mentioned automotive, it's interesting because we did build the first automotive website that was on the internet, and it was Volvo. You have a great memory. Today, we continue to work with Daimler Chrysler and Mitsubishi, and it's interesting because now, I mean, you can look it up on any Forrester report, about 80% of car buyers do a tremendous amount of research online. And so marketers today understand that the internet is an incredibly important medium for consumers to make decisions. And, you know, for example, for Daimler Chrysler, today we continue to pioneer some interesting firsts. We have one of the first MySpace campaigns that put the MySpace in the middle of a campaign. It was for Jeep Compass, called Jeep Unchartered, where we promoted 300 free concerts straight out of a Jeep Compass, which was the vehicle that we were promoting, and consumers would only be able to find out about that tour through MySpace. So it's very exciting. We continue to do other firsts, such as we placed the first sponsored channel on YouTube, and it was for the first entertainment branded channel, the Paris Hilton channel, and it was for Fox Prison Break. So we continue to push the edge.
So what about the crossover? I know some people are, you know, I mean, it's kind of inevitable, this marriage between social media and corporate media, if you will. How do you sort of, you know, define that balance and make that user experience something that people feel, I guess, you know, the idea is to make people feel good about whatever their user experience is on the web. So how does Organic sort of, you know, what's the philosophy there about making that an easier process?
You know, it's interesting. We very much believe that if you create wonderful experiences that are worthy and delightful of consumers to talk about, that they will talk about it and pass that word of mouth along. So we very much believe in creating emotionally compelling and very usable experiences that people talk about. And in a social media, in particular, you need to give something to get something. So we very much always look at what value are we giving to a consumer and what can we give them to create that word of mouth and that buzz.
Any ones that you could think of that that might be examples of what people could take a look at to see organics work?
I would actually recommend taking a look at the Jeep Uncharted campaign. It's at myspace.com/Jeep. And you can take a look at the concerts, take a look at the videos of the concerts, take a look at the 8 emerging artists that toured the country, as well as get some free downloads and screensavers and all that good stuff.
And you've got, I imagine, pointing to other clients from your original website as well, yes?
Of course. We are at organic.com, a terrific URL, and I would actually also recommend taking a look at our blog called Three Minds. It's at threeminds/organic.com, or you can get to it from our main homepage, and it's a really great resource. We internally, 400 people, 300 people, talk every day about interesting experiences that we see online, and we take the best of that discussion and put it on a public-facing site, so you can sort of take a peek into what we're thinking today.
Three minds as in, like, out of your mind.
Three minds is, well, we are a little bit out of our minds, but that's a good thing. No, we really believe that the best ideas come from putting many heads together and getting different perspectives. So that's sort of the inspiration behind Three Minds.
All right, Amanda Van Nys is the Executive Director for Corporate Marketing with Organic. I can say the very first web design company ever. And check them out at organic.com. And thanks for being with us on the podcast today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.